sweet fields of blue, moving right into deliver you. Follow me into sweet fields of blue, moving right into delivering me to you.
This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard In Love, Release the Doves off of Tennis's new album, Face Down in the Garden. And the first song you heard was a live recording of Fields of Blue by Tennis, one of my favorite songs by them. Tennis has released 7 albums since 2010, and Tennis is made up of 2 members, Elena Moore and Patrick Riley. They have been a band for 15 years. They've played hundreds of shows, collaborated with so many amazing musicians, and this year, amid the release of their newest album, Tennis announced that they'd be going on an indefinite hiatus. Elena had this to say about their 15-year journey as a band. "It has been the most joyous, bewildering, challenging, and humbling experience. After finishing Face Down in the Garden, it became clear that we had said everything we wanted to say and achieved everything we wanted to achieve with our band. This will be our last studio album, at least in this configuration as Tennis. We are ready to pursue other creative projects and to make space in our lives for new things." In today's episode, you'll hear a song off of every Tennis album. You'll hear bands that Tennis has worked with or toured with over the years, some of Elena and Patrick's favorite songs, and music that heavily influenced the band's sound. Tennis is one of my all-time favorite bands, and this episode is my love letter to a band that has meant so much to me over the years. Thanks so much for tuning in to Casually Crying. Matrimony 2 and Matrimony, both songs by Tennis. And I picked these two songs to start off the episode because they are an example of why I love Tennis so much. These songs are beautifully written and composed. They're sentimental and romantic, and they tell a story of Elena and Patrick's relationship through two separate songs from different albums. The first song, Matrimony, is a straightforward account of Elena and Patrick's wedding day. It includes some really sweet details, like the fact that Elena's sister made her dress by hand. I also adore this song because of its genuine statements of devotion. Doesn't matter if we're rich or poor, the less we have, it makes me love you all the more. I'm not waiting for some twist of fate to tell me that our lives are interlacing. The second song, Matrimony 2, off of their album Swimmer, is a direct callback to the first song. Elena wrote this song for Patrick for their 10-year anniversary, and she wanted to write a love song that described deep-rooted companionship where the spark of new love has been replaced by a gravitational pull, which is such an incredibly beautiful way to describe a deeply committed relationship, and I think it's such a meaningful follow-up companion song, and you get a deeper look into this special moment for them with the lyric, "I guess that I blacked out, but remembered to move my mouth. So much for my vows, more concerned with here and now." Elena recounts from her wedding day, "Neither of us remember what was said during our vows. Everything we promised each other was off the cuff. We were resistant to the idea of marriage and only went through with it as a concession to our conservative parents. We meant for the ceremony to be unromantic. We were just signing a contract, but ended up crying our eyes out and feeling deeply moved. It was like blacking out, an entire day edged out by unexpected emotion." Which is just such a beautiful and personal song that they wrote. And that is why I love Tennis so much. Thanks so much for listening. This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
That's been the word around the neighborhood. what you've been up to, what your world looks like around you, what you lost and who has found you. Barely breathing, hardly been sleeping. I don't know what pills could treat this. Loving you has cost me forever. Don't you wish we were under all my intentions. I know it's bad, but I never learned my lesson. I give you advice for love, but I hate it. Never wanna know what comes of it, or what will happen in the future. Will I be the winner or the loser? What if it goes right all of a sudden? Maybe I'll be yours, we'll be loving. I don't know. Told, I have a heart of gold waiting for the
BFF.FM.
Best frequencies forever.
This is Casually Crying, and I'm your host, Sweet Tea. These songs are going to be out of order, but in the last set you heard I Miss That Feeling, I Can Only Describe You, and Born to Be Needed by Tennis, and you also heard Heart of Gold by Molly Birch. It's impossible for me to pick a favorite Tennis album, but I adore the We Can Die Happy EP. I listened to it over and over again when it came out. I listened to it so much, I think it's embedded into my subconscious forever. Born to Be Needed is also one of my favorite songs of all time. And that song by Molly Birch is off her album Romantic Images. I was lucky enough to get to see Molly open for Tennis, and I'm a big, big fan. I love this album of hers in particular because Elena and Patrick produced the record, and it just has such a gorgeous, rich sound, and it is just a no-skip album for me. And here at BFF, we are an entirely independent and listener-supported radio station. Your donations help keep us on the air so we can bring you all kinds of new music. And you could donate to Casually Crying by going to bff.fm/donate. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting community radio.
We can't move on by now.
not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
She.
Well, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Constantly told we're imperfect and cannot be.
Listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. Right now you're hearing I'm Calling by Tennis, and before that you heard music from Tennis's first two albums with the songs South Carolina and It All Feels the Same, and you also heard the ultimate classic Baby It's You by the Shirelles. And since we're going back to the very beginning, we're going to talk about Tennis origins. Patrick and Elena were listening to the Best of the Shirelles album together, and Elena was asking why the drums sounded so particularly good. Patrick had some, like, very detailed explanation about ribbon mics or, like, some other recording stuff that I have no idea about. He was studying audio engineering, and while listening to Baby It's You, Elena wished all music could sound as good as the Shirelles album and thought that maybe they could try. So at the end of the day, we have the Shirelles to thank for Tennis. And another early fact, all of Tennis's first early singles were recorded on a Tascam 4-track cassette recorder that Pat's dad had got him when he was 13, which is really, really sweet. And up next, we're moving into some more recent Tennis albums. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Crying on BFF.fm.
Getting in the water like it's nothing, but it's not. Thank you.
This is Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard Gibraltar and Swimmer by Tennis. You also heard Minnie Riperton and The Aquatics. While writing music for the Pollen album, Elena was listening to a ton of Minnie Riperton performances and was very inspired by her. Elena calls Come to the Garden by Minnie Riperton a crying album because every time she listens to it, it makes her sob, and I totally understand. I also think it's one of the best albums of all time. Okay, we got more songs to get through, so I'm just gonna keep going. Thanks for tuning in to BFF.fm.
You could have me for 10 minutes. You could have me for 10 years. I could lose you in the hours. I could lose you in the tears. Oh, the feeling's lost without you. Thank you.
This has been Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I have been your host, Sweet Tea. Right now, you're listening to Island Music by Tennis, and before that, you heard 10 Minutes, 10 Years. It was so hard to cut this episode down. I originally had a playlist that was like over 2 hours long, and if I could have fit every tennis song ever written, I would have. And I do have some good news to close out the episode to commemorate their journey. Tennis is releasing one final EP of first recordings and unreleased demos from the early days of the band. And I hope that this is not a final goodbye to Tennis, and I hope that they will eventually be back in a different form or configuration. But if this is goodbye, I am eternally grateful for the music they've shared with us over the years. It has hugely affected my life, and I will continue to listen to it literally forever until I die. And as we say a hopefully temporary goodbye to Elena and Patrick, we are going to close out with a song from one of Elena's favorite albums of all time, Third Eye Blind, self-titled first album from 1977. It just felt like a fitting song to end on. So thank you, Tennis. Thank you, Elena and Patrick. And I will catch you next week with another episode. Bye.
On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the toss down, locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. Something else. Not listening when you say